Always set the bar so high. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Happy President's Day, everybody. Today, in between downloading before and after pictures of Britney Spears, we ponder what made America's two greatest presidents so great. And we set the bar pretty high. Once, Washington and Lincoln each got their own days, until we made them share. Half a day for winning the Revolutionary War, the other half for winning the Civil War. In America, to get even a half day, you have to win a great victory despite great odds. Both Washington and Lincoln were at various points considered stubborn and incompetent. But they were able to convince the public of the absolute necessity of victory, and so they won. Lincoln famously said, "With public sentiment, nothing can fail. Without it, nothing can succeed." Of course, it's easier to muster public sentiment when your enemy is just across the Rappahannock River. President Bush has it tougher, but he keeps hammering away. He, too, has been called stubborn and incompetent. But historically, he is playing his role exactly as wartime presidents have always done. And a congressional resolution isn't going to change that. In fact, that non-binding resolution, which non-binds him to change course, is only going to motivate him, because his critics are now on the record predicting failure. So that if his surge works, victory is even sweeter. Stubbornness becomes leadership. Incompetence turns into wisdom. And as for his critics, they end up being not only wrong, but on the wrong side of history. And then, even George W. Bush might get his own half day. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.